This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And now a word from Rob Spiewak. Now a word from Rob Spiewak.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Rich with the aroma of love.
Ooh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Curly.
Hi. The producers of a new documentary on vibrators say their film is too racy for PBS and not racy enough for HBO. They're having
trouble. Kelly Clarkson!
Having trouble selling it. The show traces the history of the electromagnetically powered devices all the way back to the old Sears catalogs. The film Passion and Power was produced by two women. It explains that the vibrator...
I remember reading the Christmas Wish book when I was a kid, and I never saw vibrators.
No, I never... I mean, you might not have seen the traditional vibrator.
Right.
Not even the kind that they say are... I'm going to do the Dr. Evil quotes. For your neck.
Yes.
Even though they look like a... You know, they look,
look at the size of his unit.
That's what they look like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
No, I hate that. Personal massage devices, I believe they called them. And yeah, it was like usually a picture of a woman holding it to her neck.
It was always a flesh-colored, looked like a banana.
The bulldog.
Oh, this film, Passion and Power, produced by a couple of women, it explains that the vibrator was invented even before the toaster, the steam iron, or the vacuum cleaner.
Of course.
Quoting one of the producers, "We had our priorities right. Now if they could just find some place to show their movie."
Feels good.
Jim Bonomo used to be an executive with Mitsubishi in their paper division. A couple of years ago, he was on a business trip to China with his boss, his Japanese boss. After karaoke and heavy drinking, Jim and his boss went to a bathhouse to get, you know, non-sexual massages. They have those. They're in the cab. The boss kept talking about how, being Italian, Jim must be pretty well endowed.
Oh, you must have giant schlong, huh?
At the bathhouse.
I have honorable tiny penis.
At the bathhouse, another Mitsubishi employee ran in with a camera, got a picture of Jim's thing, and showed it to Jim's curious boss, who then compared it to an Italian sausage. Jim complained, and that's when it all went south. After being fired, Jim is now suing Mitsubishi, which is denying every word of this.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything 12
inches.
Like
that.
12 inches.
Maybe we
mentioned... I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You said it.
I know I did.
Maybe we mentioned that Fox and CBS last month rejected a clever ad from the Trojan Condom Company. Widely viewed on the internet, this ad features an attractive woman walking through a bar full of pigs. Maybe you've seen this. Pig buys a condom from the restroom vending machine, turns into a gentleman, and gets the girl. ABC and NBC agreed to run the ad, and that was that, until it filtered down to the local level. They're covering up the ads in Pittsburgh, replacing them with local commercials, and this is happening all over the country. Here's how you know the ad is a valuable tool in fighting, say, chlamydia.
It's a tool.
Bill O'Reilly.
But what about STDs?
Bill O'Reilly hates the ad. That's how you know it's good.
Sure.
Finally, this actually happened nearly 3 years ago, but it's just now making the rounds on the internet.
Okay.
It's a medical case from India in which a 21-year-old woman had a persistent cough and fever, and antibiotics didn't help. So they x-rayed her lungs and found, quote, an inverted bag-like structure in the upper right lobe. Turns out she had accidentally inhaled a condom. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I told you, look at it and then eat it, but I didn't mean that seriously.
Look carefully.
That is nasty.
Yeah.
Take the wrapper off, baby.
Double wrap that thing.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. Goodbye, Curly.
Bye.
Bye, Head.
Are you going to watch it tonight?
What, buddy?
Hot ghetto mess? Right
Peter,
on.
Peter North?
Yes.
Pedro Norte.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
Mike always said about Peter North.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Damn you, Geronimo!
This is the Don and Mike Show.